823. Hey, we want to welcome in this morning Bree Harvey. You hear Bree every Saturday with KB Cabaret at 605 and 905. Bree, good morning.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm up and early this morning.
Yes, you are. Yes. Must have some of that home-brewed coffee.
Huh? Oh, yes. My espresso home-brewed coffee that George Clooney always advertises.
From Parlor City, of course.
Right? Absolutely.
Hey, KB Cabaret, locally produced. You do a great job in you and your group writing and producing wonderful music, some that you create, others you have entertaining groups on. You have some great groups that perform.
Thank you. If anyone's listening and you are a group or a musician who has original music, anytime, just email me at kbcabaret.com and Gmail as well, and I would be happy to put you on.
Sure, a lot of fun with that, and we're going to start things off today. Now, you come up with original skits and music to supplement those skits.
Yes.
You have a wonderful group that works with you, but a lot of this is produced by yourself, isn't it?
All of it is produced by myself.
So that's 99.9% and more.
I am the head writer, and I have some wonderful writers, John Carey, John Montgomery, wonderful actors, the two men that I just mentioned, but I also have Kate Murray and Judy McMahon, and occasionally some guest actors, too. Like Jill Bardalis and Bonnie DeForest and two Davids, and they're great. It's just so much fun.
And sometimes you kind of push the envelope a little bit, and you have some fun with it too.
Oh,
you make
absolutely.
It entertaining and fun.
Oh, entertaining and fun. A lot of this is based, Roger, and I don't know if anyone knows this, but a lot of it is based on my life. The dysfunctionals, for instance. Unfortunately, it's based on my experience in my family, so it's not really made up.
Well, we're going to start these off here today because this is one of your originals, right?
Yes, that's right. Now, I write music, as you know, but I also write rap, which is unusual for a middle-aged 50-year-old woman, 54, all right, I'll be honest. Woman to write rap, but it comes very naturally to me because I love poetry. I recite poetry. I am a writer.
So you write it? Do you do it too?
Rap as well. As a matter of fact, this week my Christmas rap called Santa Rap and the Dear Santa. We couldn't figure out the name, so we've named it both. Is going to be out on the show this Saturday.
All right.
And
tell us about
Tell
us about what's coming up here. What was the inspiration?
Well, what's coming up?
This
is also based on my life. This is a conversation, several conversations throughout my life that was between my mother and I. This is a true story. We bleeped out something. Because I don't want anyone to faint. But this, you're going to be hearing the true story of my life.
There you go.
Sitting with my mother in a nice cafe, talking stuff about the neighbors and drinking latte. My mind was thinking elsewhere, cause I've nothing to say about who does what with who and now they have to pay. I said, Mama, let's talk positive. Don't waste your life away by focusing on negatives or gossips of the day. She looked at me with narrow eyes and didn't speak a while. And then her frown turned upside down and out came a big smile. She said, your face is so beautiful, your hair shines like glass. Your attitude is positive, you've got a certain class. It pains me to say this, so please don't think I'm crass. Your face may be pretty, but you've got a big fat ass. She faintly smiled, took my fork and ate right off my plate. Eating pie will make you small, she did not hesitate. Who'd want to marry you with all that heavy weight? With that big ass, you'll be alone and never get a date. This was her positive, biting, put-down tone. Her smile may be visible, but she has meanness in her bone. I said I'm pretty in my own way, my body is my own. So listen, Mom, I'll say this once, leave my ass alone. My face may be beautiful, my hair may shine like glass. My attitude is positive, I've got a certain class. It pains me to say this, please don't think I'm crass. My body is a part of me, I like my big fat ass. She redirected her retort and looked with disdained passion. Your wardrobe needs new updates, she smiled with compassion. I saved some coupon rebates and it won't cost you a cent. The clothes you buy will all be free at Acme Outdoor Tents. Mother won't see eye to eye on face to butt proportions. Superficial tones of nastiness are ways she makes commotions. I wipe my mouth in pure distaste for her retort and passion. My body is a part of me, my ass, my face, my fashion. My face may be beautiful, my hair may shine like glass. My attitude is positive, I have a certain class. It pains me to say this, Mama, please don't think I'm crass. My body is a part of me. I like my big fat.
Good morning, everyone. I hope now you're awake.
You got a few people's attention there. I think that the bleep button was used more than 2 minutes here, and we have it a year. So. So you wrote all that, huh? That was your inspiration with your mom's conversation.
My mother and my conversation throughout my life. And a special shout out to Dave Rice, who's an amazing guitarist and sound engineer, music engineer. He's the one who played the instruments.
Tremendous. So what's coming up here as we get closer to the holidays?
Well,
on the
of course,
Cabaret?
A lot of Christmas stories we're going to have starting next not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. But the Christmas songs are already coming out this week. So
good.
I wrote a duet, actually, which was not easy. A mother and a child singing together. It's called Christmas Lullaby. So you're going to hear that, too, and my Santa rap and some other ones.
Santa rap. I want to hear
Santa
that
Santa rap, yeah. You didn't hear it? I sent it in. You have to listen to it.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to have that, of course, Saturday, the best of KB Cabaret, Encore Performance 605, then a brand new show, 905.
Right? Roger, always a pleasure.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
KB Cabaret, right here Saturdays to add a little spice to your life on News Radio 1290 WNBF.